Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited.
Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagayan, and I'll be your host for today's program, Embracing Change, Fostering Growth in the Healthcare Industry. On 6 May 2015, the Financial Times, in association with Deloitte, will bring you the FT U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference. This year's event will address how companies are embracing change and how they're fostering growth for the future. Here today to discuss the conference themes are Pete Mooney and Homi Kapadia. Pete is Deloitte's global industry leader for the life sciences and healthcare industry. Pete, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon.
And Homi is Vice Chairman and Life Sciences Sector Leader for Deloitte LLP in the United States. Homi, glad you could join us also.
Thank you, Holly. Really pleased to be here.
So let's get started. Healthcare reform in the U.S. is reaching a new level of maturity and a growing realization that despite the ebb and flow of political maneuvering and change, reversal is unlikely and reform is probably here to stay. So at this important juncture, what can we ascertain about how reform will transform the healthcare market in the U.S.? Pete, let's start with you.
Well, that's a very big question, Holly. I think you did hit the nail on the head, though, when you indicated that the train has left the station and healthcare reform seems to be moving apace, and it will probably be very hard to reverse at this point in the U.S. And it also, there would be some indications that it is having an impact. There are a lot more people that now have insurance and have coverage than several years ago. You know, the cost curve has actually deflected a little bit in the U.S. in terms of healthcare spending. Which is also a good thing. A little bit hard to attribute how much of that was just the industry transforming itself versus the ACA, but clearly there are some changes going on in the U.S. healthcare scene, and that is certainly likely to continue and intensify as we go into the next several years.
I would say some of the bigger benefits for our clients is greater access, so greater population. But certainly with a resulting impact on pricing. Also sort of changing influencers in terms of decision makers around product and ability to incorporate products into a regimen. So absolutely things that our life sciences clients need to be aware of and continue to adjust as the environment changes.
With significant innovations and progress underway in many fields, such as genomics, biotechnology, digital and health technologies, as well as age-related disease research, are we nearing a tipping point of major transformation of healthcare? And Homi, let's start with you this time.
I would say there's definitely a very significant convergence taking place across the landscape, and it's across healthcare, across technology or companies and organizations. If you attend and participate in a number of conferences and shows, including the consumer product shows, you'll see a huge focus on healthcare and the provision of healthcare. And it's very different from where it used to be even just a few years ago, where life sciences companies were really just focused on competition from their own peer group. We're going to see competition really open up fairly significantly.
I agree with that, Homi. I think it's really interesting to look at what's been going on in the industry for those of us that have been in it for the last 10 or 15 years. And hard to remember that the genome was only cracked about 15 years ago now. And the changes that has brought on are really starting to come to the fore right now. A lot more complicated than we originally thought, but we are starting to really see things come to fruition. Plus, when you think about the explosion in other areas of technology, like nanotechnology, 3D printing, and additive manufacturing, the other things that are going on out there that aren't the traditional, chemistry-based discovery kinds of methods, I think that stuff is starting to actually converge in a way that's going to create some real interesting and new ways of approaching healthcare, and that's going to have a big benefit. looking at companies that are non-traditional players that are starting to get into the industry, like a Google, for instance, has the potential to be transformative, I think.
So, gentlemen, thank you both. This is all the time we have for today. Pete, thanks for joining, and to you too, homie.
Pleasure to be here this afternoon.
Thank you, Holly.
Visit www.deloitte.com/FTUSHC to learn more about the Financial Times Deloitte U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference, as well as additional insights from Deloitte into this industry. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee in its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.